welcome back to a brand new episode of Soundstrap for a Cat Podcast. Today, I am once again going to be looking at the Warrior Reb, because I kind of found the last episode quite fun. So, yes, I have it up right now. And again, the first page is First Ever Warrior Cat Short Story Competition, which I have now entered. I might read out my entry at some other time, some other episode. Anyway, ooh, coming soon, Cinderpelt, Leafpawn, Ivypaw, Plushie. I heard about that in Bramble Hearts episode. New accessories on the Cat Maker, that was here last time. That was the official home of Warrior Cats. New around here, 13 things you should know about Warrior Cats. Ooh. I'm not new, but I do want to read that. Let's do it. If it work. Transition music, insert here. Oh, hey, it's finally worked. Ah. One, there are, oh, wait, if you knew the words, blah, blah, blah. One, there are a lot of characters with over 1,000 named characters. Holy moly. The cast list for Warriors is extensive. Luckily, each book comes with an elegiensis, which is a list of very relevant character descriptions for each. There are a lot of books. Names change based on rank. These aren't soft little house cats. Okay. The Warrior Code is a big deal. No duh. Aaron Hunter is actually a team of people. Yep, yep. The clans use cat speak. Uh-huh. Cats die often. Prophecies can be tricky things, Even a kitty pet can be a true warrior. A true warrior is swiping instead of following the rules. Oh, okay. Sometimes you find friends in unexpected places. Ooh, there is a thriving fan community. There sure is. Ah, well, that took so long to actually work for a very brief, little thingy. So we'll go back to the home. Okay, that is all for the top, like, trending kind of part area. But if we scroll down, there is Warrior Cats Advent Calendar. Ooh, let me see this. Let me see. We've decided to celebrate the festive season. Behind each cat picture, we've got a mix of articles, quizzes, merchandise reveals, exclusive chapters from the errands, and more. Each day we'll add a link so you can click on the cat image for that day and be taken to a new piece of content. What day is it today? 6th. So I'm going to do number one. Special vote. Which is a new, a Starless Clan protagonist? Would you like an article about what? Clicked on it. Here we go. Didn't understand what I said just then at all. If you didn't, that's good because I didn't. Okay, this episode is off to a crazy start. Hurry up and load, would you? Meanwhile, while it's loading, I just punched my mic. Oops. I have some important announcements. Oh, it's loaded. Which of the new A Starless Clan protagonists would you like the story team to write a spotlight article about? Vote from now to December the 8th. Ooh, okay. Flamepaw, Sunbeam, Frostpaw. I'm not that far into the books. Sunbeam, because he or she shares a similar or the same prefix with me, though they are not winning. Disappointing. Alright, well, now that we've done that, going to, why is my thing's a bit broken, yeah, it is, hang on, oh, here we go, okay, going back into the advent calendar. 2, enjoy 15% off Warrior's clothing until December the 12th, use the code, WC Advent 2021. I didn't need to click on that. I get what that is, so that's fine. Check out this free. Check out this extra long gallery featuring all the tormented ghosts under Ashra's control. I have heard a little bit about this. This might be interesting. Ashra is some evil cat, I'm sure about that. Even though I'm not up to the part where he's evil yet. Okay. Many, many pictures. Obviously, you have to check this out for yourself. There are some cool looking artworks here. Wow, are this many cats under... Wow. Jeez. How many are there? Click, 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 click. Oh, I'm back at the start now. Holy moly. Jeez. Oh, I'm just looking in the related. And so would you rather be an unskilled hunter in Thunder Clan, afraid of the dark in Shadow Clan, afraid of climbing trees in Sky Clan, a slow runner in Wind Clan, a dry paw in River Clan, a dry paw in River Clan? No, actually, a slow runner in Wind Clan, definitely. Oh, I accidentally did a dry paw in River Clan. Well, too late now. Everyone else would like to be an unskilled hunter in Thunder Clan. Interesting. Enough. Okie dokie. Well, that was pretty cool, I guess. Going on to the next one in the advent calendars. Congratulations to the winners of our last challenge. And good luck with the new December 2021 Creator Clan Challenge. Wait, what? Never heard of this Creator Clan. Let me see. Our October Creator Clan Fan Challenge has ended. And the December Challenge is about to begin. This time around, we were five lovely entries that we fell in love with. So let's give a big welcome to the newest members of Creator Clan and winners of the October Challenge. Congratulations to Alderpod for their emotional depiction of the imposter's fiery tears. Slow Dapple for their ominous depiction of the imposter. Hazelring for their chilling depiction of the imposter as a puppet master, although it's pretty scary right there. Yellowfall, bunch of numbers. Oh, well, they all have a bunch of numbers. For their creepy depiction of the imposter hanging out with a somber squirrel flight. And Smoke Perch for their impressive depiction of the imposter. Nice! That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to look into this. Though I'm not a drawer. I absolutely suck at drawing. But yeah. If you're interested in that, then it is called Creator Clan. Anyway, five, we hope you'll love our seven new Dawn of the Clans cat pages, including the clan's founders and more. Well, I'm not up to that yet, so nope. And finally, six, watch an exclusive video message from one of our very special and hunter authors. Ooh, I want to see this. Which one shall it be? Will it be Vicky or who? It's just loading. I'm taking a very, very long time. Hello? Are you finished yet? Bum, bum. Oh, yeah, right. The announcements are and it's finished. From Katie Carey. Oh, wait, no. Kate Carey. How long does this go for? Let's watch it. It's loading again. Ah, oh, you probably wouldn't have been able to hear that because I've got headphones on. But I will insert the audio of the message right now. It was pretty touching. That was pretty cool actually. Yeah, I like that. There. I'm really sorry if that was a really quiet. I don't know why, but the actual video's audio was really quiet, which made it really hard to, like, get it loud on here. So, yeah. I hope you didn't just turn your volume up and then, yeah, anyway. We're back in the rib site, and that is the advent calendar so far. Maybe in the next few days I'll do a few of the rest of the so every few days I'll do an episode where I'm looking at the advent calendar, because that was really cool and I enjoyed it. Okay, now looking back on the home page, how far are you in a light in the mist? I don't even have a copy yet because I'm not up to that yet. most people don't have a copy yet. 60% don't. Oh, okay, what is this? A look at what clans are and how they work. What makes a clan? Okay. Article by the editor, promo art by Loki Draws. Well, we shall check what this is, I guess. Once it loads. Right, I know we'll get it to work. The important announcements I had for you. Oh, it didn't work. Well, obviously, oh my god, it actually worked. what was this? Oh, it's a bunch of writing. Oh, very much lot of writing. Yeah, you know, we'll just look at that another day. Yeah, I'm not reading that entire thing out in this podcast episode. I'll be here all day. Oh, yay. Spoilers, let's look. Thank you for bringing these cats here and for giving them hope. Whatever they've done in life, their courage proves that the spirit of a warrior can never entirely be lost. Needle tale about the dark forest cats are light and mist. Lights in the mist artwork. Warrior of the Week gallery. Learn the new order of the warrior code after the events of blah, 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 blah. Merchandise and store gifts that every warrior cat fan needs. I need more. What shall we look at? I'll look at the latest section. Yes. Is this episode entirely incredibly boring to you? Good. No, not good. Oh, all the stuff that I've already done. Oh, here we go. A few, I just punched my mic again. What are they called? Quotes! That's what they're called. Alright, number one. I've been tricked before into fighting for a leader who didn't care whether his warriors lived or died. I'm not falling for it again. Not unless I know there's a real reward at the end. Red Willow about supporting Ashfur. A lightning miss. You just want to have another shot at becoming the leader of Shadow Clan. You failed when you were alive, and now you're obsessed with getting another chance. Sparrow Feather to Maggot Tail. A lightning miss. Thank you for bringing these cats here and for giving them hope. Whatever you've done... Oh, wait. We already read that, haven't we? Oh, here's another one. When I was alive, I tried to kill my leader so that my kid could take his place. I thought he'd been a deputy for long enough. All I succeeded in doing was getting us both killed. Silverhawk about his death, a lightning mist. Oh my god, there's more. She was gone, and not even her spirit remained. No warrior would see her in Starclan. But as long as cats remembered her, Bristlefrost would live on. Root Spring about Bristlefrost, a lightning mist. Was Bristlefrost a good or bad cat? I don't know. She's good at the moment while I'm up to reading, but yeah. Oh, I need more. Oh, wait, there's more stuff here. Like latest fan stuff. I'll look at that. Yes. But the announcements. Please, if you want to support Sunstripe Story Cat podcast, you can subscribe for only $1 a month. Once I get a subscriber, you can expect many, many special episodes. You can also send me a voice message to support me in other free ways. Or you can send me an email. Or you can do a collab with me. I love doing collabs with my listeners. It is very fun. And this is loaded now, so let's get on. But yes, thank you, and please do all that kind of stuff. Oh, there's pretty much just many, many images, which you cannot see. Well, not going to look at that then now, are we? Creators section. What is the creators section? Interesting. I want to see. While that's loading, never mind. It's finished. Nope, there's just more stuff. Okay, what about we look at Family Tree? Ooh. I don't know Family Tree much. Beware, there are many spoilers that lie ahead. This is your warning from StarClan, so continue at your own risk. Continue! Yeah, let's go, spoilers. Many spoilers always lie ahead in life. Whoa, that's a big fat family tree right there. Zooming in a little bit. Oh, I see Crooked Star. Who is Crooked Star's parents? Let's see. Shellheart and Rainflower. Sweet. Nice. Nice. Who's at the very top of this tree? By the looks of it. Reed Feather Fallowtail, as well as Cedar Pelt Lake Shine, as well as Hailstar and Echo Mist, as well as Mudfur and Bright Sky. Is that really at the top though? Because Leopard Star's all the way up there. So I doubt. And then there's Jake and Firestar all the way down here. And then there's Scourge. Oh wait, Jake was Scourge's father? What? I never knew that. Wait, oh, there's so many lines, it's confusing me. Ah! Ookie dookie. Well, you know what, there's not much here anymore at all. Nope, I'm bored already. Let's just zoom all the way out of this massive, massive tree and go back to the normal YCAP website. Instead, we'll look at the Erin Hunter section. Let's go. Yeah, we'll do that. Because why not? I know what we can... Author profile, Sheriff Baldry. Author profile, Kate Carey. Author profile, all these other people. So many Erin Hunters. I know! We should visit the game section. And what in the game section that always keeps us entertained? The moon pool! Which I'm still disagreeing with over the statement that it called me in my last Roy Event episode. And in Bramble Hearts, apparently I have to go back to the dark. Can everyone here listening right now go ask the moon pool, is Sunstripe awesome? Because I did that, so did Brambleheart, and every time it said go out to the dark forest with your terrible words or something. So I'm going to ask now, are my listeners awesome? Did I already ask this? I have no idea. I'm asking it again. It is written in the stars. You guys are awesome, which is more than I get because apparently I'm just not awesome at all. Lucky. Now what do I do? It's just show. Hey, isn't it meant to be showing me a button to go back? Oh, here we go. Ask again. What should I ask this time? I should ask. Wait, I know. Am I always being watched? What will it say? This is gonna be creepy. The stars shine brightly and brightly in favor of yes. Who's watching me? I don't like that really much at all. I'm looking around anxiously, scared right now. I'm gonna say, am I really? Please say no. Please. You need to ask Darkling Adventures. Yes! You are lying, silly little moon pool. Lying to the great Sunstripe about that. I am always being watched. Ha! Because I am just too good for that. Now let me ask another question, please. Thank you. What should I ask now? Oh, I'm running out of stuff to ask the moon pool. Jeez, that is not good. Do I play? No. Should I get Terraria for Raven Tail? Because I'm too lazy to pay for it unless I get a request, which I did get a request, so we'll just have to see. The stars have revealed it will come to be. All right, well, lucky you, Raven Tail. I'm apparently being forced now to get Terraria by a fan and by the Moonpool itself, so. Drinking water. So yeah, very nice, very nice. Also, Raven Tail, if you're still listening to this, I will try and get some Mario Kart role playing game onto this podcast, but it is a little difficult because, well, it's not too difficult. It's just that usually I keep forgetting to record when I'm playing that. So. Yeah, anyway, I'll try my best. Oh, what should I ask it? Should I end this episode? I'm gonna ask that. It's gone on for a very long time. That's longer than most of my episodes, I think. It is our judgment that that simply cannot be. Oh, I should not end this episode. I don't know what else to do for this episode. Oh, my tummy's making weird noises. Oh, it's still going. Right, I really don't know what to do. I'm sorry, Moonpool, but you know what? No, I'm not sorry. You said I am definitely not awesome. So I am going to end this episode. So yeah, I'm going to end this episode just in a minute. But first I'm going to ask the Moonpool, how do you feel about that? Right, no. That's fair, isn't it? Yeah, I'm gonna ask that. That's fair, isn't it? You were mean to me, so now I'm just gonna lie to you. Starkland sees that it shall not be. So it's not fair, you think? It is not fair. Stop making weird noises, Tummy Billy! You know what? It is definitely fair. Fine. I will do one more question. Actually, no, I'm not doing another question. That's it for now. Thank you for listening, everyone. If you're still listening, go check out Talking Cats Chat. Subscribe, voice message, all that stuff. Wait, one more question for the Moonpool. If it will let me ask this one other question. Ah, there we go. All I had to do is, oh my God, I'm making weird noises. My gut is just going, it's just growling at me. Yes, I've eaten. Okay, should everyone subscribe or email me? So I'm asking. If it says yes, you all have to do it. Is that judgment that simply cannot be? You know, stuff the Moonpool. Goodbye, everyone. See you in another episode. Yeah, subscribe out.